It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. Children are highly critical, and they lose interest so quickly you have to keep things ticking right along, and if you think a child is getting bored, you must think up something that tickles. You have to know what children like. That's an observation from British children's author Roald Dahl, born at Llandaff, Wales, on this date in 1916. The author of the kids' classics Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and James and the Giant Peach, among other works, he was also married to actress Patricia Neal. Roald Dahl's parents were Norwegian, and as a child he spent his summer vacations visiting with his grandparents in Oslo. When he was 4 years old, his father died. He received his earliest education at the local cathedral school, and when the principal gave him a harsh beating for playing a practical joke, his mother decided to enroll her rambunctious and mischievous boy at St. Peter's, a British boarding school, as had been her husband's wish. He later transferred to Repton, a private school with a reputation for academic excellence. He resented the rules there, of course, and while there the lively and imaginative youngster was restless and ached for adventure. While he hardly excelled as a student, his mother still offered to pay his tuition at Oxford or Cambridge when he graduated. His response, quoted from his autobiography, was, "No, thank you. I want to go straight from school to work for a company that will send me to wonderful faraway places like Africa or China." And that he did. After Dahl graduated from Repton in 1932, he went on an expedition to Newfoundland. Afterward, he took a job with Shell Oil Company in Tanzania in Africa, where he remained until 1939. Lusting for yet more adventure, he joined the Royal Air Force. After training in Nairobi, Kenya, he became a World War II fighter pilot. While serving in the Mediterranean, he crash-landed in Alexandria, Egypt. The plane crash left him with serious injuries. Following a long recovery that included a hip replacement and two spinal surgeries, he was transferred to Washington, D.C., where he became an assistant air attaché. It was in Washington that he met author C.S. Forrester, who encouraged him to start writing himself. Dahl published his first short story in the Saturday Evening Post, and he went on to write stories and articles for other magazines, including The New Yorker. Of his early writing career, he told the New York Times book reviewer Willa Patchak, "As I went on, the stories became less and less realistic and more fantastic." He went on to describe his foray into writing as a pure fluke, saying, "Without even being asked to, I doubt that I'd have ever thought to do it." In addition to James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, his most popular kids' books include Fantastic Fox, The Witches, and Matilda. On November 12, 1990, Roald Dahl was admitted to John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford with an uncontrolled and unspecified infection. He failed to respond to treatment and died there 11 days later at the age of 74. Over his decades-long writing career, he produced 19 children's books and 9 short story collections. He also wrote scripts for television and films, including Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the James Bond thriller You Only Live Twice. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 13th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.